And good evening. Welcome into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman here with you tonight. We're hoping to get a hold of Charles Kane. We're trying to talk a little bowling. And for whatever number, though, reason, the number I've got right now is not working right, so I'm trying to figure out how to get a hold of him. I've got a couple other guests coming up that we may move closer to and move them up in the rotation if we can't get a hold of Coach Kane. But, again, this is Saints Sports Weekly brought to you by Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage along with Siena Heights University. And there is some news earlier. I think they're still, let me see if they're playing right now. We've got softball rescheduled. So that's playing today. Actually, their first game, they beat Point Park 5-4. They're trailing 3-1 now in this second game. They rescheduled that for today. So again, it was a nice win, 5-4 in game one, as Kelsey Yule got the win in relief of Cheyenne Truex. She started, went four innings, gave up four runs, and Kelsey Yule came in and threw four innings, only gave up one hit, struck out a couple. So they went eight innings. As Siena Heights trailed 2-0, came back and tied it 2-2 after three. Point Park got two more in the fourth. Siena tied it back again in the fifth, and they got the game-winning run in extra innings in the eighth inning. So Maddie Herrera, Courtney Chapata, each hit doubles. Courtney Chapata also hit a home run, and she got three RBIs on the day. Abby Fisher also had an RBI. So good job there, as Julia Hoxton won for two, but she scored two runs. And the other runs were scored by, again, Courtney Chapata that hit the couple, and Maddie Herrera. So good job by the Saints women's softball team. And it's nice to come back. Fisher in the eighth. Abby Fisher flied out to center. Sack fly, though, and Chapata scored the run as Herrera doubled to left. And Hogson, actually in the eighth, yes, so Fisher flied out. But so, again, a good win there. Yule now 2-2. On the season, and let me get back and see what I can tell you about game two as we're waiting here for to try to get a hold of Coach Kane. Let me see here. So it's 3-1. They're losing. 3-1. I guess we don't get the box score, live stats of the second game. Here we go, 3-1. Siena Heights scored in the first, and Point Park came back and got three in the third. Is the first Herrera single to second, and Hill scored on that one, but Point Park came back top of the third, and their leadoff triple to left center. Wasn't their lead up a triple that got an RBI as Coy scored. Then they had a single to right, advanced to second on an air, and the girl hit the triple, scored. And then the next girl got up double to left and scored there. So all unearned, so there must have been an error prior to that to make it those three runs. And scored on that one. Green is pitching. Drainings pitch. Give it four hits, three runs. So, again, these are being played at home at Christian Memorial Field against Siena Heights 2-4 on the year. Point Park 1-4 on the season so far. So again, we're going to talk with a little bowling, and this weekend is the NAIA National Championship Bowling Tournament, and it's going to be played up in Detroit. Five-star lanes, I believe it's called. I was looking. It's being hosted by Lawrence Tech. And so it's going to be in Detroit. And it starts Thursday through Saturday. And let's see if I can try to pull that up. Five-star lanes in Sterling Heights is where it's going to be at. And I think there's one men's team, I think, from the WAC that's going to be in it. And I believe that's, what did I say earlier, Indiana Tech, I believe. They are the only team from the WAC that's in it on the men's side. And the ladies' side, though, I believe there are at least two teams for that. As let me look once again, we've got Lawrence Tech, who was the tournament champ this year, and Indiana Tech, who got an at-large, and they won the title a couple years ago. So they're the returning champion in the NAIA, the defending champion. So they will be bowling this weekend as well. Also Spring Arbor, they're in a Crossroads League. But so we've got two teams from Michigan in Spring Arbor and Lawrence Tech, and then from the WAC conference that Siena is in, Indiana Tech is in that one as well. So we didn't qualify. They had the WAC championships recently, and I think they took sixth. Let me double check real quick here the final standings. In women's bowling, they had the WAC tournament down in Fort Wayne, and the women were in sixth. Once again, Lawrence Tech was the winner. They ended up knocking off Lourdes in the finals after qualifying, and they were the 1-2 seeds in that this tournament time. And let me see, the men also was at Fort Wayne, and again the men they finished ninth, so a little bit further behind, but Indiana Tech beat Lawrence Tech to make it to the finals for that. So got a phone ringing, let's see if I can grab it real quick. I think I just missed it actually while I was looking at the screen. Let's got it here on the phone. And good evening. Welcome into the cave. Is this Charles?
This is. I apologize. I was dialing into the wrong number. I had 263-4000 written down.
Oh, that's okay. I was trying to call a number that I had from you on a, and must have been an old number off an email that we had from early in the year, but that's okay. So at least we got you in. I was just kind of running down a recap. This is Jeff with you here inside the in Cave Studios here on Saints Sports Weekly. And this is head coach Charles Kane. I just was kind of filling everybody in, coach, while I was waiting on how you guys finished in the WAC championships, and because the national championships are this weekend up in Sterling Heights. So I was kind of letting everybody know who's in it from the WAC and from the area. So it's pretty exciting, though, that Lawrence Tech is – and one of the WAC schools is hosting the national championship this year.
Nope, that's absolutely correct. They hosted last year as well.
Okay.
Five-star lanes, and the Metro Detroit Sports Commission did a really good job on making a presentation to the NAIA and was able to host it 2 years in a row, which is something you don't see very often. And I'm going to have you excuse me with the background noise. I am supervising our women's softball game right now.
Okay, that's good. Actually, we talked a little bit about that as well. I was kind of giving them updates how they won the first game in extra innings. And last I looked, they were losing 3-1 in the second game.
Yep. Real close game. First game, second game. Again, we're down, but we got a shot.
Well, it'll be nice. Hopefully they can come back, but it's nice to get an overtime win in the first game.
Absolutely. It was exciting. They went to international because their visiting team is in Pittsburgh, so they've got a long drive ahead of them.
Gotcha. So they wanted to make sure they weren't hanging out too long in really, really long games.
Correct. But enough about softball. Let's get to bowling. I'm sure you got lots of questions for me.
Well, again, I looked at the the standings. We took ninth in the men's and sixth in the ladies in the WAC tournament. So just kind of give a little recap of how the season, maybe where your expectations were and how you guys finished out with those.
As far as the WAC season goes, I think our expectations were a bit higher than where we finished. The WAC is probably one of the toughest bowling conferences in the NAIA. Defending NAIA champions. Men are pretty good. So, I think we underachieved a little bit, to be honest with you. We're still pretty young. Only have two seniors graduating. Ryan Reed, you spoke to his brother earlier in the season. He was the alumni from the bowling program. And his brother Ryan will be graduating this year. And then we have Eric Lambert, who's graduating. He's from Juneau, Alaska. So we're still young, and there's going to be bumps in the road. Last time we talked, we talked about the oil patterns and how different they are than what you bowl on a standard Tuesday night in a house league. So there was some learning curves. We did manage to make postseason. The men's team did. We made sectionals, and we were there a couple of weeks ago. Went to Dayton and didn't make the national championships for the USBC, but it was a really good experience for our guys. And the fact that we were able to go, since the last 2 years we should have gone, but COVID shut us down. It was really nice to have the guys, especially our seniors, get an opportunity to bowl.
Yeah, that's for sure. That has been kind of a bummer with not being able to, get to that postseason play. And that's what, a lot of times that's where we really kind of enjoyed to, you shoot to get to those big games, and not being able to compete in them, you kind of, you feel bad for them that they didn't get to experience what, the guys before them did.
Absolutely. A long season, and you kind of want to get that payoff by, making sectionals or the NAIA championships. And like I said, the last couple of years with COVID, we just weren't able to do it. Last year, they got canceled as we were en route to Chicago. So that was a bit frustrating. So to be able to make it in, sneak in, be the last team in this year, was great. I was really happy for the guys. I just wish the girls had a chance to experience it as well, but unfortunately they finished outside the bubble.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes it a little bit tough. But so I know we're getting ready to talk with Ryan Reed. What were some of your other standouts this season for you?
Well, we had one of our incoming freshmen who actually started school at Siena in January, Neil Perrock out of Southgate Anderson, came in and averaging 165, 170 in high school, averaged almost 186 for us in the tournaments he was able to compete in at the end of the year. That was a very welcome surprise. So he's one of our standouts. And again, Ryan was our high average bowler for this year. So he's, again, I have to send you some video of some of the bowling we did in Dayton. He was outstanding. And then our freshman class is probably going to be one of our strongest we've had here at Siena. I've got 8 guys committed. The 9th one that we're waiting on, just set 2 weeks ago, top 10 state record for 4 games. His name is Donovan Ramita out of St. Clair Shores, Lakeshore. He went 279, 279, 280, 300.
Oh, wow.
He threw 45 strikes out of 48 shots. It was
that's amazing.
One of those nights he's never going to forget.
No kidding. That's fantastic.
Yeah, so we probably have now 6 or 7 two-handed bowlers on the team, so that's going to be a different situation. We haven't really had that many prior years. Now we're going to be overloaded with them, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Now, one of the things with that, as far as that goes, I don't think you're a two-handed bowler, are you?
I am not. I don't have the coordination for that.
Well, how does that work for you? I mean, have you had to really kind of do some studying up and some techniques so you can kind of help the two-handers as well? I mean, it's something that, you know, is a little bit out of your comfort zone probably as a bowler, so having to learn a new way and technique to be able to help work with those guys?
No, absolutely. You are correct. My philosophy is I always try to get better. There's always something I can learn, but especially when two-handed became more popular, when Jason Belmonte and Oscar Palermo came onto the pro bowling scene, it's exploded. So during our coaching clinics and stuff, I've had to go back and take some education on coaching two-handed bowlers, and boy, it's really opened my eyes, that's for sure.
It really would be. I mean, it just, you know, there's so many different things that challenges. I mean, you look back throughout the years of, you know, like you know, the high jump goes from the Fosbury flop to, you know, coming up with the other technique where you're going over backwards, and, you know, some of the different things that throughout the course of history with different sports, how it evolves and how things change. You know, it was a long time ago, but everybody shot free throws underhanded. So, I mean, you know, different techniques and different things involve, and you have to always kind of try to stay ahead of the curve.
Yep, absolutely. You know, there's a time when bowling, there was only a finger hole and a thumb hole in the ball, you know? So, yeah, things change. And, you know, even though two-handed bowling's been around a couple of decades now, there's still a lot of, it's kind of still a divided camp. You know, you have the old schoolers who think it's cheating and want to do away with it. And then you've got, you know, the younger generation who grew up watching two-handed bowling and have it be successful on TV that stick to it because there's a lot of benefits with it. So you always have those conversations where, should it happen, should it not happen? Well, you know, it's too late. It's happening. So we either jump on board or we get pushed aside, you know?
Yeah. You adapt and move on with it. There's really, as you said, it's not changing now. I mean, there's too many, unless you start a two-handed league and a conventional one. I mean, other than that, you're really going to, there's no way to separate it. It's all going to be on your team.
Absolutely. Yep. And I'm one of those that embraces it. If someone bowls the way they bowl, we coach them to the best of our abilities and the way that they bowl, and we go from there.
Well, looking again at your roster, and you talk about some of these, and you talk about Eric Lambert from Juneau, Alaska. How do you get a guy from Juneau to Siena Heights?
Funny story. His mom went to Siena in the 80s studying nursing. And she reached out to me towards the end of his senior year asking about the bowling program. And there's a national event called the Junior Gold Tournament for youth bowlers. It's the premier youth event in the country. And my son has bowled in it for several years now. And it was in Cleveland that summer. And Eric had qualified for the event out of Alaska. So we met at this restaurant in Cleveland before the tournament started and talked to them, and then he came down and spent a week staying with the guys and all that stuff, and decided that he liked it enough and he wanted to stay, and he was good enough that we offered him some scholarship money, and here we go. Now he's about to graduate. Kind of hard to believe.
That's fantastic. Is he going to be sticking around here or going back with his degree?
I think he's going to be sticking around here. He's working, doing work in the juvenile facility over at the Gus Harrison.
Yeah.
I think. So he's a criminal justice major. So he's got his foot in the door there. So I think he's going to be sticking around this area.
Well, that's awesome.
So it's, those parents 3 years ago, I think, purchased the only bowling alley in town. So if you ever needed a job, I think you'd have one back home.
That's awesome. Well, that's really cool. That's a great story. That's one of the things that, you know, since I've been doing this show with Fred and I and you know, talking with alumni and figuring out how they've got here and stuff, it's been kind of nice stories and some of the other student athletes, and that's a great story about being all the way from Alaska. So, but again, we've got Ryan Reed coming up, and then we've got the alumni. Who we have on that one?
Trina Gladstone.
Trina Gladstone. Okay, perfect. I was trying to decipher a text from Fred, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I know that could be difficult.
Well, you're just never sure when you're reading names on a text whether. I didn't want to get it wrong, so I figured I'd ask you on the air. That way I was not...
No, you did the right thing, and hers is not a very common name. So, yeah, I'm glad that you asked.
Well, perfect. Well, again, Coach, we'll let you get back to doing your duties tonight, helping Coach Klosarts with the softball team and running the show over there, making sure nobody's running amok. You know, we don't want that to happen.
Right. Well, it's 4-2 now. They just... matched a run in the bottom of the fourth. So,
okay.
Getting close. So, thanks again. I really appreciate it. I love talking to you, and I can't wait to talk to you guys in the fall and let you know how our recruiting class is wound up.
Hey, that'll be perfect. All right. Well, we'll take a time out. We'll give Ryan a call, and we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman with you here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Again, Saints Sports Weekly brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain, Mini Storage, and Auto Wash. And it's a bowling night here tonight as we are talking some bowling. We talked with Coach Charles Kane, and now we bring in one of the his senior bowlers, just finished up his last of bowling, is Ryan Reed. Ryan, good to have you in with us on Saints Sports Weekly tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Well, winding things down, how was this year for you?
I think this year it was a bit of a challenge. We had a lot of freshmen this year come in and not a lot of veteran faces. So we're a younger team with a few seniors, but a lot of freshmen. But I think overall it went pretty well. I was pretty happy to see a lot of the growth in our freshmen. See them get better as the year goes on and adapt to the field around them. So honestly, I think this year went pretty well.
And this was a year you didn't bowl with your brother, so that had to be a little different too.
It was a little different not having him around, but I learned to adapt without having him.
Yeah, that did have to be a little bit strange, though. Is that, getting back, we talked with him in the fall. Did you pretty much come here following him and liked what you saw here and wanted to come do this, the same thing at Siena?
So when originally it wasn't my first choice. I of course wanted to venture out, see what other colleges had to offer me. But at the end of the day, I was really pleased with what Coach Kane had going on here. So I decided to jump ship with my brother and come here.
Now, what I see, you're majoring in computer information systems and you're still minoring in IT management as well?
That's correct, yep.
So where is that leading you to now? Are you going to graduate this year on time?
Yes, I should be graduating on time. I don't think there's any holdup, but I don't know. Having a fifth year of eligibility does, make the mind think a couple of times, but I should be on time.
What does now with that degree? What is a career path are you looking for?
It would with CIS and IT management. Typically, I would try to go towards anything technology related. Currently, I work at ProMedica Hospital here in Adrian in the IT department, and I'm really liking it there so far. So something in that field typically.
Okay. Now, you fell a little bit short in the WAC, but you did able to get to a little further in the USABC. How was that good for you?
Yeah, it was very fun. It was a lot harder than the WAC individually, but I definitely think with the teams that were there, it was bound to be a little harder.
Now, one of the big things, you know, and I talked with Coach Kane about it as well, and you know, some of the high school guys we've had come in, because especially high school this year, they went with a new Phantom Panhard, was a little different. And I know that was, you know, one of the big things with you guys coming out of high school to college is the different oil patterns. And, you know, how is that, and how hard is it to kind of adapt to when you get to a new house, you know, how things are oiled, and how quickly does it take you to kind of figure things out?
So, A lot of our tournaments this year, we were told about approximately a week before what pattern we'd be bowling on, and so we typically practice on what we bowl on. But still, just waking up really early, doing the bus ride, and getting to a house that can play completely different than what you're practicing on, it can be quite challenging. But with Coach and me, we were able to figure out exactly what was going on pretty quickly. We were a lot better this year about getting in front of the transition, and it could be generated in better scoring pace.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, one thing, just the average person, when you read that there's, you know, bowling, you don't think about those types of differences when you think about, you know, and even as you said, you can set it up down at Lenawee Rec and have that same oil, but not everything is exactly the same. I mean, if you've got different, you know, one set of wood that's been there a lot longer on those lanes, or how it absorbs it a little different. So even you can lay that oil out, but it's never going to be 100% duplicated.
Yeah, that's very, very true.
So that's where it all comes in, is kind of figuring out, you know, it's close, but now how do I tweak this or tweak that, and to make it work better? You know, and we talked with Coach earlier about one- and two-handed bowlers. Are you a one- or two-handed bowler?
I am a one-handed bowler.
Okay. Now, does any of that, when you look at different patterns, is there any advantage to being a one- or two-handed because of how some of the oil patterns are set up, and maybe, you know, the different rotation that you have on the ball?
I like to think there's advantage to both sides, but I think typically it comes extremely down to the speed of the ball. Sometimes two-handers have a tendency to overthrow it because they have two hands and they're walking faster. You can typically throw it harder, but harder doesn't necessarily mean better, and so it can get kind of wishy-washy, very, very technical. But I think there's advantages to both sides, because, you know, using two hands, you can put more revs on the ball, but being one-handed, you're able to stay in one spot a little longer because you're not ripping the cover off the ball.
Yeah, it would seem like you do have, with a little bit less revolutions, you kind of can, you know, hang on that edge a little longer before it breaks.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so, again, this is, so you kind of, you think you got that next year, one more year, that's in the back of your mind that you may come back, or is that really kind of just more of pipe dreamish thoughts?
It's kind of just up in the air. I talked to my parents about it. We're discussing that option if I so choose to really want to come back for a fifth year. But I'm also applying to jobs and other opportunities out there for me to further my professional career outside of bowling. So there's just a lot of options out there to me right now, which I'm really grateful for. So I honestly couldn't give you a straight answer.
Well, I can see that, though, where, you know, you've gone to school for 4 years and thinking, okay, I'm going to get out of here and start my career, but then they kind of dangle that carrot in front of you of, hey, there's one more if you want it. But, you know, you got to weigh both sides of it and say, okay, well, I'm graduating. Is, you know, can I get a, you know, that extra year of, you know, of a master's going, or what do you want to do? And do you want to have more debt towards you as well? That's another thing to think about.
Yeah, that's your college is very expensive.
So do you want to, you know, you say you're working at ProMedica now. Is it something, would you like to stay around this area or go back to, you know, the metro area?
Honestly, I don't know. I like the closeness of Adrian, and everything being really kind of just around the corner. But I do, sometimes with the city life, I've grown in the metro Detroit area. So it's kind of hard to tell. But I do really like the Adrian area. I really like the metro Detroit area. It's kind of just where the job landing kind of goes at that point.
Well, because this is, you know, I mean, we tell a lot of people when I, you know, travel or some relatives and they ask, you know, where you're at and in the Michigan side. And it's nice to be kind of where we are. I mean, I had to take some family to the airport the other night and, you know, just a little bit over an hour to get to Metro, and you can, you know, get there. And so you're, you know, I always tell people we're far enough away, but yet close enough at the same time.
Yeah, that's very true.
And it's a different lifestyle to live out here too. It's a little slower pace, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit more calm. Definitely a lot less taxing on the gas because everything's really close. So it's really nice not to have to fill up my tank every single week.
Well, if you do, you know, give up your career and don't take that fifth year, is this something that, you know, talking about staying involved and getting in the leagues and being, you know, that bowler as an adult?
Currently, me and a couple of my teammates, we're in an adult league at Lenway Rec right now. But I would definitely join the league. I have been pushed by Coach Kane a little bit to, you know, try to take that next level, you know, just see what's out there at the professional level. But, you know, that's a whole different ball game. Everyone there is the best of the best from their region. It's very fierce competition out there. So it will have to be a discussion.
So what?
My parents, really.
What did you finish up with your senior year? What were you averaging?
I averaged 192, I believe, throughout this year. Had a couple rough tournaments, but had some really great tournaments that kind of balanced them out. But not too bad.
Well, again, we appreciate your time, and I know, thank you for coming in, and I'm glad you enjoyed your years here at Siena Heights, and I know, as I told Coach a little bit earlier too, one of my favorite things about doing this show is kind of talking with, you know, with either the alumni or the current, just about, you know, how they got here to Siena and kind of how Siena has molded them as they start in their career and you know, coming in as a you know, young wide-eyed just out of high school and how they're walking away after their degree and what Siena has meant to them.
Yeah, I truthfully really enjoyed Siena. I like the student body. Everyone's typically friendly, not very problematic. That's very nice to not have to, you know, hear about things going horrible at our campus. Very soothing, really.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it too. I mean, again, it's a small enough where you kind of know everybody, but at the same time, you know, you can be able to kind of find where you're at on campus as well. You know, there's enough organizations and enough things to do where you can really find where you fit in. And I think that's a neat thing about Siena is that, you know, even though as small maybe of a student body it is, there's still a lot of opportunities for everybody to kind of fit in and find where they fit in.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Well, again, we appreciate you coming in, Ryan, and good luck with your future.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, no problem. Once again, that was Ryan Reed, going to be a graduating senior on the bowling team at Siena Heights, and good to talk with him. And now we're going to take a timeout and turn our eyes towards a alumni student, as we're getting a hold of Trina Gladstone, and talk a little bit about what Sienna did for her and how her career went at Siena Heights. So we'll be back with more Saints Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash, right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. A Catholic university located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Welcome back to Saints Sports Weekly here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And again, it's a bowling night tonight. And we talked to Coach Kane. We talked to current Ryan Reed. And now we're going on the alumni side and talking with Trina Gladstone. Trina, glad to have you in with us on Saints Sports Weekly.
Thank you.
Well, this is, a bowling night. And talk to us a little bit about your time at Siena and your 4 years of bowling here.
Yeah, so I came in 2016 and I graduated in 2020. Have an amazing 4 years, made some really great friends. Sadly, my senior year was kind of cut short due to COVID, which was kind of a bummer. But, yeah, it was a really good experience.
Yeah, I think that, the tough thing about that, having that senior year kind of stop short where, some of the younger ones are taking advantage maybe of those extra years. But, when you're at that point and being a senior and you're ready, really ready to prepare for, your next, part of your life, it's hard to think about doing anything else.
Yeah.
Well, and I see you were a biology major. What are you doing now that you've graduated from Siena?
Right now I'm working at a hospital kind of near my hometown. Plan on going back to school here soon, but just trying to save up some money right now.
Yeah, and that's a tough thing to do, that's for sure. I see.
Yeah.
You're from Lake Orion, so are you still doing some bowling now?
Yeah, occasionally. I try to get into some leagues when I can, and then just some tournaments every here and there to kind of win some money.
Well, that's nice then, to be able to
still
bowl well enough to do that.
Yeah.
Well, what, leading back to some of the alumni that we always speak with, how did a girl out of Lake Orion, how did you end up down here at Siena Heights?
So my sister actually went to Adrian College and bowled for them. And so we kind of always knew about Siena Heights because of Adrian College. And, my parent just drove me through Siena's campus one day when we were down visiting my sister. And then I scheduled a meeting to meet with Coach Kane, and I just loved the school, and I really liked a lot of the girls that I met when I visited my senior year of high school. So,
well, I imagine they're very happy about that, with your sister going to one school and you coming and changing your mind and going to the other one on that other side of town.
Yeah, I know. It was really funny.
Especially bowling in the same house.
Yeah. She graduated as I was coming in, so we didn't actually get to bowl against each other, which was kind of a bummer, but it was still really funny.
Well, what are some of your favorite memories of being here at Siena Heights?
Oh, man, all the people. It's such a tight-knit community there because it's such a small school. So, you have friends all over from different, kind of departments of the school with different majors and different sports and all that stuff, and just the community of the students was really cool.
And that's one thing I just got done talking to Ryan Reed a little bit earlier, and that's kind of one thing we talked with him about too, was just how as small as the school is, that there's still so many opportunities to be able to kind of find your place on campus. Did you find that as well, that, there's really, it's very inclusive, where you can kind of really find where you fit in and make it easy to kind of fit in as well?
Yeah, I definitely had a close group of friends through bowling, but even in biology too, that department, you had friends there as well. And then, your friends introduce you to other friends, and you're kind of getting in all sorts of different groups. And it's really cool to kind of see how your groups differ and all the different interests people have and kind of what you can learn from each other.
Yeah, and that is nice to be able to have your built-in group because of bowling, but be able to expand that throughout the rest of the university. And so that's always nice. I think that's the great part about a school this size, that you really can fit in well again, have your own group because of bowling, but be able to find that other set of friends that kind of are, you know, away from your bowling to kind of give you a little bit of a respite from that as well.
Yeah, that's really what drew me into the school, was the size and how everyone seemed to know each other on my tours. Everyone was saying hi to everyone, and they just thought it was so cool, especially for me being a shy kid as I was coming into college. It really, you know, got me out of my comfort zone and out of my shell, and I really became more of a extrovert through my years at Siena.
So has that helped you moving on now into, your later stages in life from what you learned there and kind of getting out of your shell at Siena Heights?
Yeah, it really did.
Well, that's great, and I'm glad that you were able to find that. So, you talk about your sister a little bit. What did is she back near you as well, or does she move on somewhere else?
No, she moved on somewhere else. She's out in Indiana.
Okay. All right. Well, any other siblings at bowl, or is it just the two of you?
No, just me and my sister.
Okay. All right. So did your parents get you bowling? Did they start you in that, or your older sister? Or how did you take up bowling?
Yeah, my dad, he was a bowler. He bowled, for like the longest time. It just kind of ran through the family. My grandpa bowled, my dad bowled, and then they got us into bowling. So I've been in leagues and doing little tournaments ever since I was 5 years old.
Yeah, that's always fun. It's something that kind of really, especially if the whole family's involved in it, that's nice that it's something that y'all can share.
Yeah, it was really nice because my grandparents came all the time to tournaments. So, it got me having a great relationship with my grandparents and, seeing them all the time.
That's great. Now, how was your high school team?
Oh, we were pretty good. I don't know where we kind of ranked, but we made it to states, it seemed like, every year. And we were conference champs numerous times and won quite a few tournaments. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. So your years here at Siena, what's the best you placed individually?
Individually, I came in first a couple of times at our own tournament that we hosted.
Okay. And then as far as your team-wise and in WAC, did you, I know it's always tough when you've got the Indiana Tech team that's so good out there.
Yeah, they're really good.
It was just actually one of the first things I was waiting for Coach Kane, and looking through the WAC tournament is actually this weekend, or the national tournament is this weekend up in Sterling Heights on, Indiana Tech is there and Lawrence Tech on the women's side as well. So there's being well represented at the WAC, but it is kind of neat that the national tournament being so close here.
Yeah, it is.
Well, again, thank you much for coming in and talking a little bowling, and we appreciate it, and congrats on your years there, and good luck as you're trying to get back into school. Are you trying to get a master's, or what are you looking forward to doing next in with your schooling then?
I'm going to try and go into nursing, so.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with that then.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, once again, congrats, and good luck with whatever you're leaning to next.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Once again, that was Trina Gladstone, one of the alumni spotlights, and we're going to take a timeout, and we'll be back with more Saint Sports Weekly right here, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
You have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benin Casa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
And welcome back to Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage. Well, we got less than a minute left. Just to recap you on some events that happened tonight, earlier today. Baseball was at Cornerstone, and they dropped a couple of them. They were at Cornerstone in Grand Rapids. They lost the first game 2-0 and lost the second game 5-4. And then, again, the ladies, as I told you earlier, they won 5-4 over Point Park in 8 innings in the first game and dropped the second one, a tough one, 4-2. So they split that one with Point Park. They're supposed to play Wednesday against Spring Arbor. And the guys are going to be playing Wednesday against Goshen. So, once again, great night here, Saint Sports Weekly. Thanks for listening, everyone.